Offside. Samurajkin gambit. Na predčasnih parlamentarnih volitvah na Japonskem je večino vladajoča desničarska liberalno-demokratska stranka oziroma LDP premijerke Sanae Takaichi pometla tako z opozicijo kot svojo novo koalicijsko partnerico in sama osvojila dvotretinsko večino. Skoraj 50% glasov po volilnih okrajih in 36% glasov po regijah je stranki prineslo rekordnih 316 sedežev v 465 članskem parlamentu, kar je 125 več kot po zadnjih volitvah v spodnji dom parlamenta oktobra 2024. Prvič v povojni zgodovini Japonske ima ena stranka sama dvotretinsko večino. Takaichi je konec januarja razpustila parlament in sklicala predčasne volitve po 3 mesecih vodenja manjšinske vlade. Njen uradni razlog za razpustitev parlamenta je bil nezadostna podpora vladnemu predlogu proračuna za leto 2026, ki znaša 785 milijard evrov. Razpis predčasnih volitev se je izplačal. Več o tem pove Nobutaka Otobe, predavatelj politologije na Univerzi v Osaki.
Takaichi's right-wing posture helped to attract right-leaning voters. Those right-leaning voters were once the core supporters of the LDP during the former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was ruling. But during the last couple of the governments, those right-leaning voters abandoned the LDP for far more right-wing parties. But Takaichi was very successful in presenting herself as a successor of Abe, and those right-leaning voters came back to support the LDP. The LDP's popularity remains low even after Takaichi took the office, but Takaichi's her own approval rating was very high, and indeed record high in Japanese history. And the previous elections showed that the number of the LDP's seats correlate more with the approval rate of the prime ministers instead of the party. In addition, the LDP had suffered losses in the previous elections and currently barely controlling the parliament. So it was reasonable for Takaichi to try the snap election. The snap election was certainly a gamble, I think, but it was a reasonable gamble, and Takaichi won the gamble.
Liberalno-demokratska stranka je na 2 predhodnih volitvah poslanska mesta izgubljala in tudi pred zadnjimi volitvami je bila po anketah podpora stranki nizka. Razloge za priljubljenost Takaichi v primerjavi z njeno stranko pojasni Dimitri Vanoverbeke, predavatelj na podiplomski šoli prava in politologije na Univerzi v Tokiju.
She had a very simple message to the voter. She said, do you want to continue with me as a leader or not? And that was the only question for the election. In previous elections, it was always very complicated. It was about a combination of very complex topics like inflation, finances, defense, and the voter didn't know what it was about. Well, this time it was very clear. Do you want me as a prime minister or not? And a second point, which is very important, is that young people were very much attracted by her personal figure. For the first time, a female president of the party, of the LDP, the Liberal Democratic Party, and the first time that actually a woman became prime minister in Japan. And she profiled herself as someone very close to the people, a kind of mother figure, I would almost dare to say, who is quite accessible, but at the same time, she speaks in a very clear way. And this attracted young people very much. And those young people had been reluctant to vote in elections previously. And this time, you could see when Takaichi gave a talk in public, then not only old people, but also very young people were present there. And this made a big change.
Takaichi je članica nacionalistične organizacije Japonska konferenca, ki zagovarja revizionizem glede druge svetovne vojne. Premijerka med drugim obljublja zakon, ki bi omejil študij tujcev na Japonskem in strožje kaznovanje tujcev, ki v državi ostanejo po izteku vize. Napoveduje tudi spremembo 9. člena ustave, ki omejuje delovanje japonske vojske in jo uradno opredeljuje zgolj kot samoobrambne sile. Pacifistični člen ustave, uvedene po drugi svetovni vojni, je neuspešno poskušal admirati nekdanji premier Shinzo Abe, več o tome.
Amending the current peace constitution has been always one of the central policy promises for the LDP. And especially those right-wing part of the LDP always thought that the current peace constitution was coerced by the allied forces led by United States after Japan's defeat in 1945. So for them, amending the peace constitution was like an ideological goal to achieve the real independence of the sovereign state. Obviously, the irony is that during the last almost 80 years, most of the time the LDP has been a ruling party, but they never managed to amend their constitution. Abe tried to amend, or he wanted to amend the constitution, or at least he claimed that he would like to amend the constitution, but he couldn't or he didn't. And instead, he introduced several national security legislature, which allowed Japanese self-defense force to actively participate in cooperation with American armies. So actually, in practice, Japanese peace constitution is more flexible in allowing the certain kind of military actions.
Za uresničitev tega dolgoročnega cilja vladajoče stranke ima vlada Sanae Takaichi večje možnosti po rekordni zmagi na volitvah in po zamenjavi strankarske zaveznice. Oktobra je koalicijo z LDP po 26 letih sodelovanja zapustila stranka Komeito, uradno zaradi zavrnitve njihovega predloga vključiti omejitve donacij podjetij političnim strankam v koalicijski dogovor. Komeito je povezana z budistično ločino Soka Gakkai, svojo ideologijo pa imenuje humanitarni socialist. Klerikarna stranka je na nekaterih področjih uravnoteževala politiko liberalno-demokratske stranke. Pri načrti svoje zaveznice za spremembo pacifističnega člena ustave in širitve vojske Komeito ni podpirala koalicijske partnerice. Dosedanje sodelovanje obeh strank in njun razhod opiše Vano Verbeke.
The Komeito is a party that actually was created in 1964 in opposition to the LDP. To prevent corruption, to have a more transparent politics. And they are, in fact, what you could call a kind of socialist party or a center-left party. And for 25 years, they were, I would almost dare to say, the conscience of the LDP. So every time that the LDP tried to make a proposal to revise the constitution, to have a policy that was a little bit more to the right, then the Komeito said, stop, you cannot do it. And when Takaichi became prime minister, she's a conservative, she's very far to the right spectrum, I would say, of the LDP. And at that moment, Komeito decided that they could not play their role as consciousness anymore because the party was becoming too much impacted by this kind of conservative policies that were proposed by Takaichi. And they decided that the only solution for them was to leave the coalition. And they were quite strong at the time because the LDP was in a minority government. They did not have the majority of the seats in the parliament.
Po odhodu stranke Komeito se je LDP povezala z japonsko stranko prenove, krajše Ishin, v kateri imajo glede spreminjanja ustave celo radikalnejše želje.
Of course, the LDP needed to find a new partner that was more in line with the ideas of Takaichi. And they found this new ally in the party that is called Isshin, or the Renewal Party. The Renewal Party is a conservative party that actually was created in the second biggest city of Japan, Osaka. And they are very strong in that city. So they have a very stable turnout, I would say, in the city of Osaka. And they gave just enough, barely enough, I would say, to have a new majority so they could fill the gap that was created by Kometo. And so it was more about this kind of ideology that was more in harmony with Takaichi, and Kometo was out of harmony with Takaichi. And that was the real reason why you had a split and then a kind of coalition between the new, this new allies, the LDP and the Renewal Party.
Podrobneje razlike med koalicijskima strankama glede spreminjanja ustave opiše sogovorec.
What the LDP wants to do is to make clear that self-defense also entails, to have a real army and to have an army. But they don't want to call it an army. They maybe want to maintain this kind of defense forces. But the Isshin, the other party, wants to go a little bit further, and they want to include the name army in the constitution. So they say they hope that they can change the constitution and to stipulate that Japan can have a defense army, but use the word army, because they argue, and they're the LDP and their coalition partner are more or less on the same wavelength, it is that they both think that actually Japan needs to become a normal country, as they say it. And a normal country is a country that can defend itself, that has an army. And now Article 9 in their minds is too ambiguous to avoid discussion on the role of an army in a country, and and they think that this makes it much more difficult to have a proper defense.
Po osvojitvi dvotretjinske večine v spodnjem domu parlamenta na nedeljskih volitvah LDP za sestavo vlade stranke Isshin ne potrebuje več. Kljub temu bi vladajoči stranki ohranitev zavezništva na dolgi rok koristilo, ocenjuje sogovorec.
To revise the constitution, she needs 2/3 majority in both houses. And now these elections were about the lower house. They are the strongest. But to have a revision of the constitution, they need 2/3 in both houses. And for the moment, the LDP only has 40% in the higher house. Together with the coalition partner, with the Renewal or the Reform Party, they have 49%. They are close to a majority, but very far away from 2/3. But together, probably they will be stronger to convince other parties to reach the threshold of 2/3 percentage. And what is very important for the LDP is to keep this party as a friend. Because in 2 years, there will be new elections for the higher house. And if Takaichi can win 2/3 support in the higher house, and then she will have 2/3 in the lower house and in the higher house, it will become much easier for her to pursue her political changes or reforms that she wants to do. So I think that she will not drop this coalition partner, even that she does not really need them in the lower house. Also, maybe it's important to add that Prime Minister Takaichi is a very cautious person. So it's not because she won big in the election on the 8th of February that she will be very radical in her policies. I think that she realizes that she needs approval by the people, and that a very huge support that she enjoys today can evaporate very quickly. So to go too fast on very radical policies, I don't think that she will do this in the very near future.
Takaichi je v predvolilni kampanji obljubljala tudi spopadanje z zviševanjem življenjskih stroškov in sicer z ukinitvijo davka na potrošnjo za hrano in bencin. V času vladanja premijeja Shigureja Ishibe med oktobrom 2024 in oktobrom 2025 je bila to zahteva opozicije. Ishiba pa je predlog zavračal s trditvijo, da bi na ta način financiranje izgubile institucije socialne države. Zaradi rasti cen hrane je maja odstopil takratni minister za kmetijstvo Tako Eto. Neposredni povod za to je bilo kesanje za samohvalo, da ga cene riža ne zadevajo, saj mu ga podporniki podarjajo več, kot ga zmore pojesti. Ministrstvo za kmetijstvo je mesec pred tem z namenom znižanja cen na trg dalo več 100 tisoč ton riža iz lastnih rezerv in prvič od leta 1999 začelo uvažati riž iz Južne Koreje. Del proračuna, ki ga je predlagala vlada premijerke Takaichi, je tako namenjen reševanju krize življenjskih stroškov.
What is important for the budget are two items. One item is the government spending on the costs of living, because what we see in Japan today is that the cost of living is increasing very quickly. The price of rice has doubled in almost in 1 year time or 1.5 year time. And when I looked at statistics and I see that 60% of the food in Japan is imported from foreign countries. Japan is an island far away, very volcanic. Agriculture is very difficult in Japan, so they are dependent on import from abroad. And Japanese like to eat well. They spend on average 30% of their income on food, which is very high compared to the United States, for example, where it is only 15% that is spent on food. And yeah, people are not happy with the price of food becoming more expensive because the yen is also very weak. And it means that a weaker yen means higher prices for imported products. So it's higher prices for food, higher prices for energy, and it pushes the price, the inflation in Japan, to the wrong side for the consumer. So that is one part where Takaichi has to spend a lot of budget.
Drugi del proračuna, ki ga izpostavlja sogovorec, predstavljajo investicije v tehnološko industrijo, s čimer bi se Japonska otresla odvisnosti od Združenih držav in Tajvana.
The second aspect is to stimulate economic growth, and there are new technologies, so Takaichi wants, the prime minister wants to invest, for example, in AI, but also in semiconductors. These are all very important for the future of the Japanese economy. And she wants to develop this industry in Japan, also to be less dependent on Taiwan, for example, but also on the United States, and very important, on China, because China holds a lot of critical raw materials, and the dependency of Japan now on China is very high. So it is a challenge for Takaichi. She needs to invest a lot of money to create economic growth. And she hopes that by investing a lot of money, by making people more able to buy things and the industry to work better, that this will create more investment, more opportunities for jobs, but also trust in the Japanese economy, and that this in the long term will generate new economic dynamics and more incomes. Of course, many parties and even people within the LDP are a little bit concerned that spending too much money is also undermining the future of the country, because Japan is a country with the highest debt in the modern world, I would say. 240% of the GDP, and so there are people who are more cautious about spending money. Other, like Takaichi, who says we need to spend to generate more money, because by being too cautious, in the long run, we will only shrink, and shrinking is very problematic, because then we will never be able to pay back the debt that we have.
S tako imenovano ekspanzionistično fiskalno politiko Takaichi načeloma nadaljuje strategijo svojega vzornika, ubitega nekdanjega premijeja Shinza Abeja, ki je se kažejo razlike med njima, pojasnil Tobe.
Takaichi claims that she follows Abe in her expansionary fiscal policy, and to a certain extent Abe was a fiscal expansionist. But there are significant differences as well. First, their surrounding economic environments are totally different. When Abe became the prime minister, Japanese economy was struggling deflation. And now, Japanese economy, as well as other developed countries, heavily struggling inflation. And also, as a second difference, even though Abe was seen as a fiscal expansionist, that is his legacy and his image, Abe himself often raised taxes, and it clearly showed that he was more concerned with the fiscal stability of the Japanese government.
Vlada premijerke Takaichi je decembra v predlog proračuna vključila tudi povečanje vojaške porabe, ki bi proračun japonskih samoobrambnih sil zvišal na rekordnih slabih 49 milijard evrov, predvsem za morsko in zračno obrambo. Poleg večanja obrambnega proračuna in spreminjanja pacifistične ustave si je v treh mesecih vladanja Takaichi nakopala še spor s Kitajsko, ko je dejala, da bo japonska vojska posredovala v primeru kitajskega napada na Tajvan. Pomen Tajvana za Japonsko pojasnil Tobe.
Even Takaichi and other right-wing politicians did not claim that Japan intervenes independently. If Japan ever intervenes into the conflict, it is only on the occasion when the U.S. intervenes the conflict first. And some right-wing politicians and some right-wing voters feel sympathy with Taiwan, because they regard Taiwan as a former colony of Japan, is very much pro-Japanese. But apart from those ideological reasons, I think most of the interests Japan have in Taiwan are mainly geopolitical. So first of all, Taiwan is located very close to Okinawa, the southern part of Japan. So any possible military turmoil between China and Taiwan will influence the area. And the second geopolitical reason is more concerned with maritime control. If China manages to control Taiwan, it means that China has no obstacle to the Pacific Ocean.
Premijerki Sanae Takaichi se je stava na lastno priljubljenost nasproti nepopularnosti stranke izplačala. Dolgoletna japonska enopartijska demokracija je tako še bolj utrjena in vlada ima bolj proste roke za uresničevanje svojega konservativnega programa. Offside je pripravil Matej.